I gotta do something. I gotta call the authorities to come take that boy away,
Mrs. Riley sobbed. She paused to take a mouthful of early times.
Maybe they put him in a detention home or something.
Ain't he 30 years old?
My heart's broke.
Ain't he writing something?
Some foolishness nobody never gonna feel like reading. Now him and that Myrna writing insults to each other. Ignatius is telling me he's gonna get that girl good. Ain't that awful? Poor Myrna.
Mr. Robichaud, unable to think of anything to say, asked,
Why don't you get a priest to talk to your boy?
A priest?
Mrs. Riley wept.
Ignatius won't listen to no priest. He calls the priest in our parish a heretic. They had a big fight when Ignatius's dog died.
Mr. Robichaud could find no comment for that enigmatic statement.
It was awful. I thought I'd get thrown out of the church. I don't know where that boy gets his ideas from. It's a good thing his poor papa's dead. He'd be breaking his poor father's heart with that weenie wagon.
What weenie wagon?
He's out on the streets pushing a weenie wagon all over.
Oh, he's got him a job now.
A job?
Mrs. Riley sobbed.
It's all over my neighborhood. The lady next door has been asking me a million questions. All Constantinople Street talking about him. When I think of all the money I spent on that boy's education. You know, I thought Chiron was supposed to comfort you in your old age. What kind of comfort Ignatius is giving me?
Maybe your boy went to school too long,
Mr. Robichaud advised.
They got plenty of communists in them colleges.
Yeah?
Mrs. Riley asked with interest, dabbing at her eyes with the skirt of her green taffeta cocktail dress, unaware that she was showing Mr. Robichaud the wide runs in her stockings at the knee.
Maybe that's what's wrong with Ignatius. It's just like a communist to treat his mama bad.
Ask that boy what he thinks of democracy sometime.
I sure will,
Mrs. Riley said happily. Ignatius was just the type to be a communist. He even looked like one a little.
Maybe I can scare him.
That boy shouldn't be giving you trouble. You got a very fine character. I admire that in a lady. When I recognized you down by the bowling alley with Miss Battaglia, I says to myself, I hope I can meet her sometime.
You said that?
I admired your integrity, standing up for that boy in front of that dirty cop, especially if you got troubles with him at home. That takes courage.
I wished I would have let Angelo take him away. None of this other stuff would have happened. Ignatius would have been locked up safe in jail.
Who's Angelo?
There, I had to go open my big mouth. What I said, Claude?
Something about Angelo.